Deschutes Falls Park in rural Thurston County has been closed to the public for a generation, but county officials are reopening the area, in part because of all the memories there. You're listening to KNKX and 88.5's Will James was at the park's opening ceremony.
Plenty of folks around Yelm remember this patch of land near the Deschutes River. Few have more memories than Earl Hernis, age 94.
I got pictures here of camping here in 1924. And then when we were kids, we used to come through here and hike the upper Deschutes.
This place was a privately owned park back then, dating back to the 1920s. People would pay a dollar a car to come in and picnic or swim in the river. And a lot of people at this grand reopening are reliving that past.
It was actually a quite remote resort, if you will. And then there was a nudist colony right across the river.
My son rode his horses out here, and they all across this whole area for years. And I used to tell...
It closed up, and then everybody kind of forgot about it.
Thurston County officials bought these 155 acres back in the 1990s, but they kept the land gated off for 25 years, in part because of safety and liability issues. It takes just a couple minutes to follow a trail down to a 90-foot-high gorge and some waterfalls. Today, a new chain-link fence and some signs warn visitors away from the edge. Nearby, Ted Meason is taking off his clothes and getting ready to step into a shallow stretch of the river. He says he's been waiting for this swim since the park closed.
You remember the last time you were here?
30 years ago, maybe a little more, 35.
How do you feel right now?
Cold. Warming up, though.
94-year-old Earl Hernis has been waiting for this day, too.
All us old-timers think they finally did it. We always wanted a park out of it, you know. So, God, something like this, people should be able to see it.
Will James, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where mountains have feelings.
My people, the Lemmies, cast Rainier as the jealous wife of Mount Baker. And often on a clear day or a clear night, the mountain dresses in sparkling white and looks longing at Baker.
88.5 KNKX on knkx.org and NPR1.